You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au. Hi, I'm recording this on Thursday, the 26th of March, about 9:45 a.m. These are designed to be affirmations if you are finding yourself isolated, having to work from home, stay at home, discouraged from going out, whether you're a student who's now in an e-learning environment where you have to stay home and do your work, or indeed if you are in lockdown for some reason in quarantine. Some things that I thought might bring some light to that darkness that I wanted to share with you today. Oscar Wilde in Reading Jail. Dr. King in prison in Selma. Nelson Mandela in Robben Island. All these people in a kind of punitive isolation in prison managed to make diamonds, pressure of that isolation, managed to turn their, let's face it, prison is the only difference between prison and quarantine or self-isolation is the punitive quality of that. We're able to turn a punitive isolation into diamonds of spiritual awakening in each of them. Now, what one person can do, another can do. So I really want to encourage you, just as a beginning thought, to see this enforced separateness and perhaps everybody sort of hunkering down in their own homes as a means of personal transformation. And to do that, we need to start affirming certain things about it. So first of all, an affirmation I wanted to share with you is that, first, you are allowed to rest. We live in a high work for a high-achieving institution that encourages high achievement. I like to think of myself as a high-achieving person. We live in a high-achievement culture. This has given us the opportunity to make some time to rest. You can catch up on your sleep. You can take naps during the day that you wouldn't normally do at work or during the school day. Your body will thank you. Your immune system will thank you. It is a healthful thing to do. Ancient wisdom has it that if you want to live a long life, take naps. So that's one affirmation. You're allowed to rest. The second affirmation: if you find yourself working from home, either working or studying, if you're a teacher, or if you're stuck at home working, and you're even forced into this new environment, you don't have to be insanely innovative or productive or extra productive to deserve the job you've got. You didn't ask for this. You don't have to prove anything. I think it's important to remember that. You don't have to somehow become a massively more deserving worker because you're at home in your pajamas. It's great to be home in your pajamas. You don't have to ramp it up. You deserve the job you have. We're all trying to find our way forward in how we work with this. But it's okay just to do your thing and not feel like you've got to make incredible breakthroughs with this particular medium. I mean, all I'm doing is talking to a damn camera. I mean, how innovative is that? But I'm doing something. I don't have to set the world on fire. Something I mentioned in a previous video: allow yourself to feel your feelings. Feelings unexpressed, unfelt, unacknowledged, you get tangled up in your own thoughts and boom, you've lost a whole morning to worry. Like, I'm afraid. You shouldn't be afraid, but I am afraid, but I shouldn't be afraid. You've lost a whole morning to the angel-devil puppet show going on in your head. Feel the feelings, move through them. Emotions are like weather. They pass, they change. They change faster if you allow them to move through rather than block them. That's really important to remember. Feel your feelings. Your feelings are real. They exist. They're not irrational. Feel them and move on. And related to this previous one, another affirmation is that you're doing enough. There's no heavenly ledger keeping track of how you're working from home. I think this Protestant work ethic thing has made us all feel incredibly guilty about working from our dining table or in our bed, for God's sake. No one is watching you. We do not have a surveillance culture to that degree yet, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with this as we move through it, but for the moment, you are doing enough. You're rested, you're fed, you exercise, you're doing some work, you're doing enough. I'm a former media studies lecturer, and I can tell you that things only make the news if they're bad. The exceptional things that shock or amaze and surprise us are generally bad news. It's okay, this is an affirmation, it's okay to take a break from the news cycle once in a while. I mean, one of the great innovations of the internet has been stupid cat videos. Use them. You don't have to keep tabs constantly. I see people doing this. I got to stay informed. I got to stay on the Johns Hopkins University international tally of how many people have coronavirus. You don't have to do that. You can take a break from the news cycle. The world will still spin without you observing all the bad news in it. There is bad news. It was last night on 7 News, they ran this thing. Remember when the Queen visited in 1954? It wasn't it grand? It was for no particular reason except that they felt that was obviously an editorial decision. We need some happy talk. Any happy talk will do. Any good news will do. Take a break from the news cycle. Another affirmation is you deserve to be cared for. You deserve to be cared for. If you need things to support you in your home environment or your lockdown environment, ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. You deserve to be cared for. One of the reasons we're sending people home is because we care for them. And you can ask if you need things. So tell yourself, I deserve to take care of myself. I deserve to ask for what I need. Penultimately, situation's fearful. Is the economy going to be okay? Am I going to be able to, is my job going to last? Am I going to be able to retire? Will I have enough money to get through a period of unemployment? What will happen? Insanity is defined as a bad adjustment to reality. Reality is fearful. You're allowed to feel the fear of this. It's okay. We're all feeling it. It's normal. And it's a good sign that you are, because you're not in denial. Finally, an affirmation. Use this time to spend some extra time on yourself. I mean, you're going to be at home. You might as well do that project you've been putting off. You might as well read that book. You might as well learn that instrument. You might as well get out and weed the garden, or just cruise. You're going to have a lot more time on your hands, probably. It's okay to spend a little extra time on yourself because the environment is fearful, because we're in a place of change, because the macro level of anxiety has arisen. You can spend extra time on yourself. Think of this period as the chrysalis before the butterfly emerges. You can do a lot with yourself in the intervening time. So I wanted to pass a few affirmations on to you. If you find yourself isolated, if you find yourself climbing the walls at home, to turn this around a bit into opportunity. And this is not to be Pollyanna. You know that I'm not by now. But there is hay to be made out of this. Look after yourselves. Take care. Stay safe. Bless you all. Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianessay@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Essay Unitarians.